A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest, plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
Temp check. What kind of summer are we having this year? A family road trip summer, a beach bum summer, or a wake me when the sun sets summer? With Instacart, choose your own adventure and skip the shopping side quests. Where available, you can get ice cream delivered to your hotel, sunscreen to the pool, or cold brew to your bed. Well, door, in as fast as 30 minutes. Wherever you find yourself this summer, you can get the goods. Download Instacart for free delivery on your first three orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Minimum $10 per order. Excludes restaurants. Additional terms and fees apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Well, you heard the man. It is the PM team. No P or M. Filippone is celebrating his daughter's first birthday. Muller was yet again invited to Oakmont to play a round of golf. So I have moved from behind the glass to behind the microphone. It is Donnie Football with you from now until 6. Dom DiTommaso with me behind the glass. In fact, we have a trio of Syracuse men behind the glass, all crowded in that little producer's booth. We have intern Dom, last year's intern. We have current intern Sonny Gray, and we have our pal Ben Dietrich, who is shadowing with us for the week. I have a little Syracuse trivia on the slate for later in today's show, but we have a fun 4 hours packed with you. Pretty guest-filled, as our Wednesdays normally are. Tyler Kennedy, the former Penguin Stanley Cup champion, will join us in about 30 minutes' time. Mike Florio joins us around 3:30, Aditi at 4:15. As always, Jeff Hathorn, his usual spot at 5:15. Jeff will also pilot the evening show tonight from 6 until 10:35. And also Lanny Fratteri at 5 o'clock, Lanny on his way up to Cooperstown with one of his best friends, Jim Leland, the legendary baseball manager, former Pirates skipper, who is being inducted into baseball's Hall of Fame this weekend. Those festivities take place on Sunday. So that is what we have to look forward to this afternoon. I wanted to begin by talking about the biggest name in Pittsburgh sports, and that is Paul Skeens. He started the All-Star game last night. I was actually on air while that performance was going on. I even performed a little bit of play-by-play for Dom, as he insisted on it, during the Juan Soto at-bat. That was the only runner that Paul Skeens allowed to reach base. He walked Juan Soto on a 3-2 pitch, and to be honest, it looked like a strike, but the ball was dropped by Contreras behind the plate. So neither here nor there. No harm, no foul. Skeens' line, one inning, no hits, no runs, one walk, and no strikeouts. 16 pitches, 11 of those for strikes. We did get the big matchup. We got Aaron Judge against Paul Skeens. We got it. And it was one pitch. Aaron Judge bounced the ball to third base. Alec Bohm threw it on to second. The fielder's choice, 5-4, ended the inning. And Paul Skeens' night was done. People can say it's anticlimactic. And they're right. I think it was. However, I don't think that's a bad thing. I think it's just fine. Skeens didn't get beat up I think it would have been a lot worse for us as fans of the player and as fans of the Pirates if, hey, we're touting this next-generation star, this once-in-a-generation player, and here he goes getting beat up by the big dogs of the American League. That did not take place. He had Stephen Kwan on an 0-2 count. He popped out to short in shallow center field. Gunnar Henderson with a weak grounder back. Two schemes. Soto walked. And again, that 3-2 pitch looked awfully close. And then Aaron Judge, a ground ball to third base, and Soto was thrown out at second. So no really hard contact from anybody on the American League side of things. We got the showdown we wanted, and we saw Skeens face the top two home run hitters in the American League, the best home run hitter in baseball, Aaron Judge, number six in home runs, Juan Soto, and the player with the best batting average at over 350, Stephen Kwan. He did not allow a hit. Now, I don't think with that happening, why I don't think it's a bad thing, the anticlimactic nature of what we saw from Paul Skeens, I think people are still going to watch him. I don't think anybody took away from last night thinking, oh man, I don't see what's special about this guy. I don't really think that happened. Now, did he make himself a moment like Pedro Martinez in 1999? No. I don't think what Paul Skeens did last night will be remembered as an all-time great All-Star Game moment. However, I think that Paul Skeens will have plenty of opportunities to make those moments. I don't think he lost his aura. I don't think he lost his mystique. We got the showdown with Aaron Judge, and Skeens won. It took one pitch. It was a ground ball to third. It was an easy play made by the Phillies' third baseman. There's also something interesting about that matchup that got brought up, that I brought up last night, and why it's interesting as the season moves on. Here is Derek Shelton from the other day, from yesterday, with Joe Starkey and Paul Zeiss.
Yeah, he's pitching one inning. That's it. That's it. We were very clear with Major League Baseball with that. He will pitch one inning. Most of the way it's set up anymore is it's just one inning. But, yeah, that was something that we talked about when he was named the starter.
Can't you get him in for one more batter, Shelty, if it's Judge? One more batter, five more pitches.
We play New York in September or October, so I'm sure that they'll get that opportunity.
Listen to what he said there at the end. Listen to what he said there at the end after Joe, and a good job from Joe Starkey to poke the bear a little bit and say, hey, can't we just see him go one more batter? Can't you just allow them to have him pitch to one more batter in the second inning?
We play New York in September or October, so I'm sure that they'll get that opportunity.
I'm sure they'll get that opportunity then. We play New York in September or October. It is September. It's the last week of September. In fact, it is the final series of the regular season. The Pirates are at Yankee Stadium to finish the season in 2024. Quite an interesting scheduling quirk, I'll say. National League Central against the American League East, and the Pirates have to go through a cauldron there at Yankee Stadium. They're going to be facing one of the best teams in baseball at that point in the season. Part of me kind of hopes that Aaron Judge is not in that lineup. Part of me hopes the Yankees have him rested up for postseason play. Nonetheless, Derek Shelton saying that tells me that they don't have plans to shut down Paul Skeens in the second half. And that is a very, very good thing. We have seen them micromanage Jared Jones a little bit. He also started the season with the big club out of spring training, so he's been treated a little bit differently. We have not seen kid gloves on Paul Skeens really at all. You could argue the two games where he was taken out without allowing a hit. However, his second start of his career against the Cubs, 100 pitches through six innings, that's just baseball logic. You're not going to let the guy keep going, even though he was mowing down Cubs batters, and maybe he would have finished off the no-hitter. The Pirates were also well in control of that game, which made the circumstances a little bit different. they weren't really in a position to blow it by taking Skeens out. He had seven no-hit innings against Milwaukee right before the end of the first half. That was one, there was more argument. Maybe keep him in there because it took him about a dozen pitches to get through innings six and seven, and he was allowing nothing but soft contact to the Milwaukee batters. He had 11 strikeouts in that game. He moved to 6-0. That brought the ERA to 1.90. This is a rookie we are talking about. And Derek Shelton said yesterday, he'll have another chance to see Aaron Judge down the road in case he didn't see him last night. He did see him last night, so let's hope that doesn't change the mind of Derek Shelton. Let's hope that he keeps that same energy, keeps that same thought process throughout this season, because that tells me, and you can tell me if I'm interpreting that incorrectly at 412-928-9370, that tells me there's no plan to shut this guy down. We have Paul Skeens for the rest of 2024. Maybe they get a little bit creative. I wouldn't blame them for that. Maybe there is a start that they skip every now and then. Maybe they go to a six-man rotation. I don't think that's the worst idea in the world either. You have multiple guys that are fringe starters that could start a game if need be. You're going to have Bailey Falter return. You're going to have Luis Ortiz, Quinn Priester in the mix. Jared Jones eventually will come back. We hope by either middle of August or September, and they will have the arms that they can make some differences in that rotation when it comes to lightening the schedules of their rookies. But if you want the Pittsburgh Pirates to be in the thick of things, you have to have Paul Skeens in the meat of this pitching rotation. He has to be in it. Because it's as simple as this. You take out Paul Skeens, you take out any chance there is for this team to make a run. And we also heard last night during the pregame coverage of the All-Star game, John Smoltz, Hall of Fame pitcher, he mentioned about, imagine the Pirates if they get to the playoffs. People around the league are starting to notice, hey, maybe not so much this Pirates offense jumping off the page at you, but what do people always say once you get to the postseason in baseball? The focus is always on pitchers. It is always on what the pitching can do to carry you. And the Pirates have it. They have it. You want to go in with at least two arms? The Pirates have three. You could argue in some cases they have four, the way that we've seen the occasional appearance of Luis Ortiz, Bailey Falter, maybe one of the other lefties, Martin Perez, Marco Gonzalez. But at bare minimum, you are going into a series with Paul Skeens, Mitch Keller, and Jared Jones. The Pirates have the pitching. And people around baseball are starting to take notice a little bit that if this team does get in, they could be some trouble to get out. 412-928-9370. Derek Shelton maybe tipping his hand a little bit there. Paul Skeens will see Aaron Judge again down the line. He'll see him at the end of the season. Do you like hearing that from the Pirates skipper? 412-928-9370. Do you think it's BS on his part? Do you think it's just him? Maybe it was a slip of the tongue. He didn't really mean that. They'll shut down Paul Skeens, and they'll be out of it. 412-928-9370. I say if the Pirates shut this guy down at some point, the season is over. I think you need to keep him in here if you want any shot of making the postseason. And if they are in the thick of things and they remove him for the remainder of the season, it's over.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus, an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently with offline maps and on-trail navigation. Download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Donnie Football with you on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, in for Andrew Filippone and Chris Muller this afternoon. We have some tickets to give away, people. Two tickets to see Journey and Def Leppard next Saturday, PNC Park, at 412-928-9370. You got to call in and make a case. This isn't a situation of I'm just calling in trying to win tickets. We're not doing fourth caller is going home with a pair of tickets. We like to make people work for them a little bit. Yesterday, Derek Shelton may have tipped his hand by saying Aaron Judge will see Paul Skeens later on this season. The Pirates play the Yankees in the final series of the regular season. Does that give you some hope? They're going to keep this guy out there for the duration of 2024. They're not going to shut down the 2023 first overall pick. Or do you think, Shelton's full of it. They're going to take him out. Season will be over. Best call wins these tickets. 412-928-9370. We will start with a huge fan of the PM team, the number two fan of the PM team, one that I don't get to talk to over the airwaves all that often, just over the phone. Jeff in South Park will bat leadoff. What's up, Jeff?
So let me get this straight. It takes three guys to replace you behind the glass?
I guess so, and they're all from the esteemed Syracuse University. So what? I don't know what that's supposed to say about them, Jeff. I'm from lowly Waynesburg in southwestern PA.
I mean, how many Syracuse guys does it take to screw in a light bulb? I feel like that could be a new joke.
It
right
could.
There.
Hey, Jeff, do you want the tickets or not, my man? I mean, seriously.
Hey, my man probably went to Syracuse, too. It's not like I hate you guys or whatever. But anyways, congrats, Donnie, on in the 2-6 slot today.
Thank you.
It's nice to be able to talk to you in this capacity. I don't think I'm hoping against hope, but I buy it from Shelton. And I think the only way that they're going to shut down Skeens is if they fall way out of it. And, I mean, of course, the manager is not going to sit there when you're at 500 at the All-Star break and thinking they're going to fall way out of it. Wasn't it the same interview with Joe? I think it was the same one where he even mentioned, like, hey, we're going to go out and get a bat too. So, like, I mean, I think he's raring to go at this point. I think he is maybe showing his cards a little bit, but why would you not be optimistic if you're 500 at the All-Star break thinking, yeah, we're going to go for it? They're only going to shut down Skeens if they fall way out of it.
Yeah, Jeff, I agree with you there, and thank you for the call. I think we'll be giving away these tickets all week, so the guys will be back tomorrow. And he did say that yesterday. I will play that before I get to more potential winners of the Journey and Def Leppard tickets here. Shelton did mention that we would like to add a bat, so here is that with Starkey and Zeiss.
If you could upgrade one particular area, what would it be?
Well, I think we would add a bat. I mean, I think that's something that we've talked about. Continued add offense to our group is important. Consistency in that area is something that I think we're still striving for. Our starting pitching's been good. I mean, the back end of our bullpen has been good. I think we've seen Majinski and Nicklaus kind of grow into different roles. I mean, we still have Hunter Stratton, who pitched well early in the year, out on a rehab or out on the IL, that's going to come back. So our depth is there. And I think if we continue to see what happens offensively, Rowdy's bounced back pretty nicely. We've seen what Brian's done. Key had a really good road trip. So I think that would be the place. But a lot of people right now are looking for offense. There's a lot of teams in contention. It's going to be interesting to see what happens over the next 2 weeks.
So Derek Shelton wants a bat. The skipper wants a bat. The Pirates will have to try to make that move in the next 2 weeks' time when the trade deadline comes around. Because, like Jeff mentioned in that call, if they are in the thick of things, and right now they're 500 and the National League is just a cluster of mediocrity, you got to take a swing and go for it. You can't just sit around. And I do agree with what Shelton said. I think they are pretty set on pitching. I think that they have plenty of arms in that bullpen at any given time. Sometimes they've gotten a little bit short this year, but if they get back to anywhere close to full health, they have plenty of arms. They have the starters to make it happen. They do need a bat. That has to be their target. Maybe a center fielder, maybe a guy that can play right field. I mean, obviously, you're not going to need somebody to replace someone like Brian Reynolds, but a bat is absolutely needed for this team in the second half of the season. Eric in Uniontown is next. What's up, Eric?
Donnie, I am so glad to talk to somebody as educated as you. I am a Thayer Hall guy, so I'm a Waynesburg alum, and I appreciate somebody with some kind of intelligence.
We love that. Hey, what class from Waynesburg? Back when it was Waynesburg College?
I'm a 2000 guy.
Okay.
So, yeah, class 2000. But, you know, Donnie, I think the Pirates have a blueprint that has already been written. And that is what the Nationals, I almost called them the Wild Things, the Nationals did with Stephen Strasburg. I think you're going to see him dominate and then them shut him down, even if they're in the playoff hunt. One, if he wins a Cy Young, we lose a year of eligibility of him, right? And two, all he's going to do is get his price tag up, and Nutting is not going to pay more than what he wants to pay. So I don't see him pitching against the Yankees in the last series. I see him shut down in early to mid-August.
Man, even if they're in the thick of things, Eric.
That's what they did with Strasburg, and he lasted, what, 3 more years pitching as fast as he did. I see the same blueprint there, and I don't think that they're going to be in the hunt. You know, even realistically, you know, before August 1st, I think they're going to drop. I mean, their schedule is one of the toughest in Major League Baseball.
All right, Eric, I'm going to put you back on hold. Dom will get your info once we go to break. You have 2 tickets to Journey and Def Leppard coming your way next Saturday at PNC Park. A proud Waynesburg grad there as well. That certainly earned him some extra brownie points. Class of 2000. I think that's back when it was Waynesburg College. I forget when it switched over to Waynesburg University. So, Eric, you're going to the show next Saturday. But coming up, former Pittsburgh Penguin and Stanley Cup champion Tyler Kennedy, as he always does, joins us every Wednesday.
Mr. Kennedy!
Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That is where we find Stanley Cup champion, former Penguin, Tyler Kennedy. Tyler, if you wonder why you're talking to me this way this week instead of just over the phone or video chat before we get you on, Pony had a scheduled day off. It is his daughter Stella's first birthday today. And Chris Muller got invited to play at Oakmont. So he's getting ready for you, pal. You had that call out to him last week about playing a round of golf, and he seems all fired up now. He's playing Oakmont for the second time in about 2 months. Oh, did we lose TK there?
Clubs, it's getting in using a different curve in hockey. It kind of changes things. But I'm still pretty confident I can beat him.
You guys any closer to setting that thing up? I know he was very excited last week.
Honestly, not yet. I've been really busy. I've been obviously training kids on the ice, and my camps are doing really well with them, you know, keeping me busy. So I have not put a date out there yet. But I got about another couple weeks left of my summer camps for hockey. And then I'll probably throw some dates around. But obviously, I want to give myself a little buffer, too, where I can practice a little bit. And I want to play on my home course. Obviously, I want to play to my advantage. But it's always going to be interesting when there's cameras around, when there's a little bit of pressure. It changes things when playing golf.
TK, what kind of turnout do you get for those hockey camps in the summer? One of our interns this summer, Sonny Gray, he comes from a very hockey-rich family. He is a huge fan of the sport. So what kind of numbers do you get in the summer months for these?
Like each camp, I probably have 50 kids. You know, I run two age groups. I try to get, you know, 50 kids, and I've been in it for a while. It's kind of crazy, but I've been in this, you know, the training hockey kids for a long time. I kind of got in it for trying to figure out what I want to do, and then I found the love of trying to get a kid to learn what I learned and what got me so far and put it in simple terms. Terms that like a 5 to 12-year-old could understand. And I love it. I have really good guys around me. My, you know, that's one thing that's really kind of pushed me ahead of a lot of my competitors is the team I have around me. I don't think anyone's got a better staff than I do. And they're all really passionate about getting kids better at hockey.
TK, at what age do you, I guess I could say, what's the youngest that you've seen a kid at one of your camps and think, wow, this kid's pretty damn good. Like, he has a real future in this thing.
I don't know. It seems like it's getting earlier and earlier. Like, you know, I have seven-year-olds that you can just see they're pretty special. Like, they're just athletic. You know, they just pick up things real fast. You know, they have those fast twitch muscles. Like, honestly, probably around 7, I'm starting to see kids that are separate themselves from everyone else, you know, and then that's just like long term. And then when you go to like 14, 13, there's some guys that just, you know, they live on the ice and they can play. I just had this kid, Case from Florida. He's coming down to play for the Pens Elite. And this kid's so talented. He's a goal scorer. I'm excited to see what his future is because he's been in Florida. And I know he's got training, but coming up here is a different animal, you know, playing for the Pens and all that. It's going to be interesting to see how he does. But, again, there's so many kids in Pittsburgh that have a bright future because of honestly, what Sid has done, what the local guys have done with like Logan Cooley, JT Miller, Vincent Trocheck, like those guys have really shown that you can make the NHL and you can be an impact player playing in the NHL again. It's pretty special seeing those guys around and honestly seeing their kids. It's cool to see. And, you know, there's nothing better for a kid that sees a guy that was in his shoes, you know, 15 years ago playing in the NHL and being an all-star. Again, we had two guys from Pittsburgh being in the all-star with Trocheck and Miller in it. That's pretty special for a kid watching and saying, oh, wow, he's from my hometown.
Yeah, I wanted to ask that too, like how much of an impact the star players, especially like the Sidney Crosbys, Evgeny Malkin, Chris Letang, you know, basically that core that's been part of Penguins hockey really since, you know, I was like 12 years old. Not even. I mean, Sidney Crosby was debuting when I was still in elementary school, and those guys have been tearing it up for 20 years' time now. How much of an impact did they have on the growth of the sport in their area? I mean, I think Logan Cooley, a good example. I'm guessing he probably went to some of the camps as a little kid that Sidney Crosby was at.
Yeah, I think he did the Learn to Play with through, you know, when Sid first started the Learn to Play program, Cooley was in it, which was so cool. And that's what, like, you know, you talk to Sid and he's extremely proud of that. He's extremely proud to start that program and NHL picked it up and now it's everywhere. So it's real accessible for anyone trying to learn and have fun and pick up the game that Learn to Play. And, you know, I have a lot of kids in my program. I go after like a lot younger kids, one, because my son, I have a 5-year-old son. I have some other, you know, I have a big, big presence with the younger groups because of my son. And two, I enjoy because it's a little more complicated, a little harder to teach younger kids. You got to know a lot more what you're doing. Again, you get a good guy on the ice, you can make anything look good. You get a kid that has to learn every edge, it's a lot harder. But just seeing the kids that are in the program, I have one kid, Domenko, his dad's Mike Domenko, and he is so obsessed with hockey and seeing Sidney Crosby and having his jerseys and having Malkins, and it's crazy because he sees them on TV, he plays up there now, and it just translates so well having NHL stars and having a youth program where they can filter in and try to be, you know, the next Sidney Crosby. Again, every kid wakes up in Pittsburgh that plays hockey and turns on the NHL, turns on the radio, and they hear how good Sid was and still is. And it just easy for them to fall in love and try to be a superstar like them.
Tyler Kennedy with us, former Pittsburgh Penguin on 93.7 The Fan. Speaking of Sidney Crosby, it was reported last week, Rob Rossi from The Athletic suggesting that both sides were pretty close on a contract extension. We have not seen that yet, a little bit over a week later. Do you think there's really any cause for concern? I mean, I just feel like Crosby is so entrenched in Penguins hockey that I'm at the idea of he'll be here forever. I mean, do you feel that way, or do you think that there's actually maybe some more friction than what is being let on?
Well, I think the biggest thing, what I think happened, was Sid always puts the team first. So what I think he told Dubas, you get the team ready, you get the players you think are going to help us win, and then they'll deal with me. Again, like you said, Sidney Crosby always puts a team first. He's a leader. So I think there is going to be obviously a contract done as Sidney Crosby. I could never see him not play for the Penguins. And like it would turn me off if they didn't re-sign him or if I saw Sid play for another team, just because of how much he's meant, obviously on ice, but even in the community. You know, like he's such a great dude, such a great role model. To let him go and play for another team would be a crime. So I think no matter what, it should get done. I know it probably will get done. Hopefully this is a longer one, the one that probably might end his career in, you know, in a Penguin jersey, which it should be. You know, I think Sidney Crosby should play for one team his whole career. Three cups. The guy's, you know, I've been on a lot of teams, and every team I played with, every coach I had, and I've had, you know, five other teams I played for, every single one of them always asked about Sid. What does he do? How does he prepare? What kind of guy is he? They've never asked about really anyone else, not the coaching staff, nothing. It was Sid, and it's because he leads by example. And no matter what, we can never let him leave without a Penguin jersey on. So I'm hoping it gets done. I think it's going to get done. But again, I think Sid puts everyone first, his teammates, and trying to get the team ready, and then they'll deal with him.
TK, I've asked a few people this before. I wanted to get your input on it. Will Crosby be a player that just plays for as long as he can still put on the uniform and hit the ice and at least play? Or will he feel like once his performance dips at all, it's time for him to hang it up? He doesn't want to see, you know, he doesn't want people to see him as a shell of his former self.
No, I don't think so. Like, no matter who you are, your play is going to go down. I don't think I've ever seen a star that's played a long time not have his career, you know, or not play up to his the highest part of your game. You know, do I think he can play all the way down the lineup? Yeah, I think Sid can play fourth line minutes and still be effective. I think him being a leader means so much to a team. Like, when I think of the best team I played on, obviously the Penguins, yes, we had a real good team, but the culture and the leadership is what makes you a championship team. And when you think of Sidney Crosby, he's the guy that was leading the ship all the time. So he has those characteristics, and those are priceless. Again, I've been on other teams that had, honestly, Hall of Famers, but they didn't have the leadership skills and the characteristics Sid had, and that's what made Sid so different. So it doesn't matter where he is in the lineup, he's still going to be extremely important to any team.
True or false here, TK? Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, and Chris Letang all end their careers as Penguins.
100%. I think they both do. Yep. True.
Tyler Kennedy, Stanley Cup champion, former Pittsburgh Penguin. TK, thanks for taking the time, man.
A Kings Island Gold Pass is your ticket to unlimited visits this year and all through 2025. Make the park your own with access to 2 years of tricks and treats, Halloween Haunt, and Winterfest. Plus an expanded Soak City featuring the all-new dual racing water coaster River Racers coming in 2025. All for our lowest price of the season. Just 10 payments of $9 after initial payment plus applicable taxes and fees. Hurry, price goes up September 3rd. Get your Gold Pass at visitkingsisland.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners.
It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.